Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Fanatic Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 525th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, transcribed and featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legend, some hearsay, but also interesting. We'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Tonight I'm out in Chicago, Illinois, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Southern California Notre Dame football game. And because we are broadcasting the Notre Dame game tomorrow, our guest tonight is the most famous backfield of all time. All four members of the Four Horsemen of Notre Dame in person. First, here is Real One. Part of a handicap. How many times have mothers sadly told their sons,
Sonny, I'm sorry you can't go out for sports like other boys, but not with your handicap.
Handicap? Did that mother say handicap? Yeah, that's right. But some of the greatest sports stars in the world have had handicaps. For instance, let me tell you the incredible story of Eddie Keegan. Eddie Keegan lives in the state of Oklahoma. He played football. He plays baseball, basketball, hockey. Yeah, Eddie Keegan plays all of these sports, despite the fact that he lost his leg. And now, in order to pick up the voice of Eddie Keegan speaking in person, we take you to Oklahoma City.
Thank you, Bill Stern. All my life, football has meant more than anything else to me. I'm only glad this didn't happen to me as a freshman. Now I've had 4 years of football. This may sound strange coming from a boy who just lost his right leg. But if I had it to do all over again, I would.
Ah, but that's only one story of an athlete who's overcome a great handicap. Listen to another story. The story of Charles Zimmy. Charles Zimmy, who holds one of the greatest long-distance swimming records in America. Yeah, Charles Zimmy swam from Albany to New York, a distance of more than 150 miles. And he swam that 150 miles despite the fact that both of his legs are gone. And here is Charles Zimmy speaking in person from Norfolk, Virginia.
Thanks, Bill. Having no legs never stopped me, nor will it stop anybody else with courage. This is Charles Zimmy. And Norfolk, returning you to Bill Stern in Chicago.
But Charles Zimmy is no exception. For other great athletes have overcome even greater handicaps. Listen to this story of a boy named Harold. He bowls, he plays golf, he even plays the piano. Despite he has no hands. For the man I'm speaking of is the famous movie star Harold Russell. And here he is speaking in person from Boston.
Thank you, Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, as Bill told you, when I lost both my hands, I thought my life was over. You can't imagine how it feels to know you'll never have your hands again. And looking at the two bandages where my hands used to be, I asked myself bitterly, what can I do now? Remember, nobody wants to be a cripple.
But even Harold Russell's case is not the strangest case of handicapped athletes. Let me tell you another story of a boy named Robert Allman who broadcasts wrestling matches and who broadcasts all kinds of sports, despite that he is blind. Here is Robert Allman speaking in person from Philadelphia.
Good evening, Bill.
Bob, which do you like better, wrestling or sports announcing?
I think I like sports announcing better.
Bob, have you broadcast many different kinds of sporting events?
Well, I've covered track meets, wrestling matches, baseball games, and football games.
And you've done it despite the fact that you're blind. But perhaps the greatest example of courage comes from an All-American football player from the University of Georgia. His name is George Poschner. George Poschner carries on despite the fact that he has no hands, he has no legs, that he has a bullet in his brain. Here is George Poschner speaking in person from the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Just a minute, Bill Stern. This is George Poschner speaking from the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington. You just told how a bullet went through my head. Well, that's true, and because of that, I consider myself the luckiest guy in the world to still be alive.
Even though you've got no arms, no legs. Well, those are incredible stories, ladies and gentlemen. But if you think they are amazing, let me tell you just one more story that tops them all. This is the story of a jockey. A jockey named Frank Hayes. Frank Hayes, who won a horse race at Belmont Park. He won this horse race despite the fact that he couldn't talk, he couldn't see, he couldn't hear, he couldn't use his hands, he couldn't use his legs. Every muscle in Frank Hayes' body was useless. Yet even despite that every muscle in his body was useless, he still managed to ride the winning horse over the finish line. See, when Frank Hayes, who couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't use his arms or his legs, crossed that finish line on his horse's back to win that race at Belmont, he was dead. I'll be back in just a moment with an amazing story of football, but first here's Real Two. Fellows, what's your shaving problem? Shaves that aren't close or clean or smooth enough? Shaves that leave your face feeling sore or tender? Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream is your answer. We even guarantee it. There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yep, $1 says it's the shave of shaves, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy cream. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream makes the toughest whiskers as soft as fuzz. Let your razor whisk off your whiskers the first time over. And here's something. Colgate Brushless gives you a great shave even with cold or hard water. Yes, you get a slick, long-lasting shave that leaves your face wonderfully smooth and with a comfortable feeling. Try a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it 1 week. If that doesn't convince you that Colgate's a super shave, just send the carton top back to me. Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And you'll get $1 back quickly. How's that for a proposition? $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Real Three. Put of tomorrow. Tomorrow, two of the greatest football games of this season will be played. Army plays Navy, and Southern California plays Notre Dame. That's why tonight, let me tell you two great stories on tomorrow's two biggest football games. Our first story begins tomorrow when Army meets Navy.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away.
Yeah, anchors away. And this is the strange story of a boy who wanted to go to the Naval Academy, but he couldn't. No, he couldn't go to the Naval Academy, so he went to West Point. And because he did go to West Point, he went on to become one of the most famous generals of all time. His name is General Ike Eisenhower. General Ike Eisenhower, who wanted to go to Navy, but wound up in Army, playing on the Army football team.
On brave old Army team, on to the fray.
While up at West Point on this night before the annual Army-Navy game, they always tell you the story of another boy. This boy wanted to go to West Point, but he wound up at the Naval Academy. And at the United States Naval Academy, he went on to become one of our greatest admirals, for his name is Admiral Chester Nimitz. And that's the story of two boys. One who wanted to go to Army and wound up at Navy, and the other wanted to go to Navy and wound up at Army. Ah, but there's another great football game to be played tomorrow. The game between the University of Notre Dame and the University of Southern California.
Fight on for all the sea, our men fight on to victory.
The University of Southern California, the team that always comes up to the Notre Dame game fighting mad, as they did last year when they tied Notre Dame, and as they were another year when a girl burst into their dressing room and yelled,
"Listen, you guys, I know I'm only a girl and I don't belong in a football dressing room, but I've got a brother who's homesick. He's listening to this game. You've got to go out and win for him."
Immediately, the Southern California team rushed out onto the playing field to face the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering her name.
Notre Dame, the nation's number one football team, unbeaten, untied. The team that gave the nation the most famous backfield of all time. The famous four horsemen of Notre Dame. And here they are in person, ladies and gentlemen, the four horsemen of Notre Dame.
My name is Harry Stooldrare. I was the quarterback of the Four Horsemen, and it seems impossible that 25 years have come and gone since we all played together at Notre Dame. But let's let the other members of the Four Horsemen speak. What about you, Jim? Ladies and gentlemen, here is Jim Crowley, another member of the Four Horsemen. He played left halfback.
Thanks, Harry. People say we were the most famous backfield of all time, but we never thought so. We were just four guys trying to win ball games for Notre Dame. Isn't that right, Don? Here's Don Miller, our right halfback.
That's right, Jim. And while the world called us the Four Horsemen, our coach, Knute Rockne, often called us other names not quite so flattering. But it's wonderful for the four of us to be back together again tonight. And here's the last of the four, Elmer Layden, our fullback.
Thanks, Don. You're right. It is nice for the four of us to be together again tonight. But there's one other person I wish could be here. The man who made the Four Horsemen possible. Without him, we'd have been just another backfield. And his name was Knute Rockne. He was the greatest coach that ever lived. Thanks, Bill, for bringing us Four Horsemen together again on your program.
You're right, Elmer Layden. Knute Rockne was the most famous football coach of all time. Yet strange as it seems, the man Knute Rockne admired most was a man who never even played football. That man's name was Frank Pierce. Frank Pierce, who once rescued a girl on a runaway horse. That girl later went on to become famous. For you see, her name was Mary Baker Eddy. And it was she who founded a new religion. For it was Mary Baker Eddy who founded Christian Science. But what about Frank Pierce, who saved Mary Baker Eddy's life? That young man also went on to become famous, for he became famous as Franklin Pierce, the 14th President of the United States. However, shortly after Franklin Pierce was elected President of the United States, he was in a train wreck that killed his son. That train wreck was in the year of 1853. Oddly enough, that was the same year that saw a struggling young composer write a song. The song had absolutely nothing to do with that train wreck. And yet, believe it or not, both the song and the train wreck are tied together. For that train wreck that day in 1853 was accidentally caused by a man named Price McGrath, who later owned the first horse to ever win the Kentucky Derby. And the young composer who was his friend, that very same year wrote the song that's always played before each Kentucky Derby. For the composer's name was Stephen Foster. And the song that he wrote was My Old Kentucky Home.
Oh, my old Kentucky home. Far away.
Portrait of the Past. I'll be back in just a moment to tell you about next week's guest star. But first, here's Reel 4 and Arthur Gary.
Men, a shaving cream has to be mighty good to make such a proposition as this. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Try it and see for yourself. You'll discover this.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, that light, fine-textured Colgate Brushless really fixes tough whiskers, makes shaving wonderfully fast, slick, and easy, and leaves your face feeling delightfully relaxed and comfortable.
Tomorrow, buy a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Use it a week, and if you're not convinced that it makes shaving right for you, Colgate will send you $1. Just mail the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, Kara Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. How's about it? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Tonight I'm in Chicago, Illinois, getting ready to broadcast tomorrow's Notre Dame Southern California football game. Next Friday night we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest will be the most famous sports writer in the nation, Grant Lynn Rice, with the first public announcement of the Look Magazine All-American Football Team. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now till next Friday night at the very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night from Chicago, Illinois.
Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Colgate Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
Don't miss Bill Stern's Sport Surprise, featured every month in Sport Magazine. Read it in Sport Magazine on your newsstands now. And be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. The Bill Stern Show tonight was transcribed and came to you from New York.
There's a brand new giant jackpot on Hollywood Calling Sunday on NBC.